This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
Very well. Now, this is a very exciting development. Goodbye dentures. Hello, brand new teeth. My own.
Yeah, can you imagine, Pat? Yes. What's happening is, one of the experts says, we're going from drill and fill to heal and rebuild, right? In other words, if you lose a tooth, can you get it to regrow and get a new tooth to grow back in place? Or secondly, can you fix cavities by simply rubbing in special biochemicals to sort of fill in the holes in your teeth? And what's happening is, Pat, huge research in the past year or so, breakthroughs in understanding about teeth. You think we'd know a lot about teeth, wouldn't you? But it turns out much of the regulation of them wasn't that understood. But groups all over the world are making these discoveries about how it might that dream come true.
Really. Now, people will wonder, you know, if you break a bone, it will heal and new bone kind of grows in to make sure everything knits together well. So you'd wonder, why can't teeth do the same?
You've got us the mystery, Pat. Yeah, we've 206 bones in our body. That's the number, right? Made of calcium and various things. Teeth are similar, but you can't fix a broken tooth. It's been a bit of a mystery. Sharks can, by the way, Pat. Sharks keep growing new teeth. Can you believe it? They keep breaking their teeth, I suppose, and they can regrow them. And the question was, why can't humans? Why can't we humans? It turns out that the genes needed to grow teeth turn off when you pass the age of 12. So once your teeth are in place, again, mysteriously, they didn't get reactivated and you can't regrow teeth. And that was the mystery. And what the science is doing is it's trying to reactivate those pathways, I guess, to make the teeth grow.
So they want to turn on the genes that have been turned off at the age of 12 so that if you lose a tooth, you can grow it back. Now, have they succeeded?
Not it's still early, let's put it that way. It's still in the lab. You know, they're doing it in animals. They start with mice, of course, is the first place you look at this, and they begin to see some progress. They found basically the factors that get turned off, and now they're being put into a patch that you patch onto a tooth or into your gum, you know, and that stuff is released, and now it reawakens the dormant cells. They're called BMPs is one name, WNT, W-N-T. So it's mainly in Korea, actually, this has been done. So they found basically the proteins that aren't being made. Can you stick them in a patch, put them in the gum, and now the tooth will start to regrow. Not quite there yet. They're talking about a five-year timeline, but the breakthrough is understanding the whole process first and foremost, and then can you deploy this new knowledge?
Now, there's another very exciting development in dentistry. Maybe the dentist won't be too pleased, but this is with things like fillings and a tooth that's been damaged in some way that you might be able to get it to repair itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now this is about enamel. What makes teeth unique is enamel. This is a very hard substance that coats the teeth. It's the hardest substance in our bodies, actually. It's made of a thing called hydroxyapatite. There's calcium in there as well. And again, they found the proteins that can make enamel grow. It's called amelogenin, another mouthful. Amelogenin is the natural thing. When you're young, you know, before you're 12, you can grow enamel, obviously. And guess what, Pat? They're now putting amelogenin into gels, rubbing that onto a tooth. And now they're beginning to see cavities now can be repaired. What they've shown is, Pat, again, not in humans, it must be said, but what they've shown is early stage cavities, very early on, if you rub in some amelogenin, and the cavity then begins to get fixed. And as I say, Pat, you'll avoid the drilling and filling now is the future of this potentially, because you can get the cavity to be filled in, basically, is the idea. And that's showing real progress. I reckon that might come first rather than getting the tooth to regrow. That's a bit of a step too far, maybe. Can you imagine, Pat, though? So what will happen is your teeth will be scanned. if you have hints of little cavities here and there, you rub in the gel, and the hole is plugged. You know, no need to stick fillings in it anymore. It's the ultimate goal. They're not there yet, of course, but that's
now,
where it's heading.
Now, there's another goal that some people have, and that is to regrow teeth in the lab so you can actually see the process. And then when they reach a certain stage, you put them in the mouth and off they go.
Yeah, that's the third thing, precisely, yes. And now they can grow teeth in a lab in a dish, which is remarkable. What's happening there is they're extracting what I call stem cells from the gums, and the stem cells can turn into the cells that make teeth, basically. Get the stem cells out, stick them in a dish, as it were, add the right kind of conditions, and those stem cells begin to grow into a tooth. And of course, the good thing there is they'll be your own teeth, you know? Your body won't reject them because you'll be taking your cells from your own gum. Now, again, they haven't done it yet, but they're managing to almost grow a full tooth in a plastic dish, amazingly. And what's good here is, Pat, is it'll have all the nerves in it as well. And of course, your teeth are sensing things all the time. You know, the teeth are alive, you know. So you'll be able to have a normal, instead of having a denture, which of course is a dead piece of tooth, you know, this will be a living tooth that you stick back into your gum if you've lost the tooth. And you see, if what's happening is prices, it's very competitive. Of course, the companies are very interested because this could be a huge market. Can you imagine? Because we all lose our teeth as we get older. So if they crack that one, that'll be another option, really.
Now, tell me about an innovative toothpaste and what it might do.
It's amazing. When I look into things, I couldn't believe this is also happening. There's so many things happening on the tooth front, if you know what I mean. So a German company has made a brand new toothpaste that kills the bacteria that cause gum disease. There's a specific bacteria in your gums. It's called Porphyromonas gingivalis, to give it its technical name. And if you can kill that off, of course, you'll prevent gum disease. The current toothpastes and mouthwashes, they kill all the bacteria, good and bad, you know. But this one is like a real sort of magic bullet that just takes out the one that's actually causing gum disease. And again, they're predicting big sales. They're calling it Periotrap is the name they've given this stuff, this special antibiotic that can specifically kill the pathogenic bacteria is the idea.
Okay, so this could come to a pharmacy shelf near us fairly soon.
Yeah, that's predicted, exactly, Paddy, because it's straightforward. I mean, there's lots of different types of toothpaste that you probably know, you know, and they have different things in them. Of course, toothpaste will also have hydroxyapatite to help enamel grow anyway, or help the enamel sustain itself, you know. But this is predicting this will be on the market very soon, because it's a very safe antibiotic, they think, you know. And the fact that it kills off the nasty bug, the trouble is, Paddy, if you have a mouthwash, you kill all the bugs, the good and bad, and the bad ones grow back first. They grow faster, you know, and can promote problems. If this just takes out the bad guy, the good guys grow and they can even outcompete the bad guys. They reckon this could be a real way to stop gum disease, which, of course, is the big cause of tooth loss and tooth decay.
Now, the final thing would be about the mythology that's out there on the internet, on TikTok and the like, claiming that various herbal remedies or whatever might help you regrow your teeth. Just not true.
No, it's very, but this research is very complicated. It's sort of a balance of different factors, different conditions to get the tooth to grow and behave itself, I suppose. And none of those things really work as the view overall. They might help your gums in various ways, of course, but you can still do things like avoid acidic foods, you know, take fluoride is a great way to build enamel. There's things we can do to keep our teeth in good shape anyway, you know, which of course are recommended. But the notion you can rub some cloves into your gum or whatever, and that helps teeth grow, that's not true, sadly.
So stick with the science, that's the word.
Luke stick O'Neil, with the science, exactly.
Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.